What your food cravings may be telling you. We all have our favorite foods that we just can't seem to live without. But what if our desire to eat certain foods is our body crying out for a specific nutrient? Food cravings can be described as a mild malnutrition, certainly not with the consequences of scurvy or other diseases related to chronic deprivation. Many who don't eat enough whole foods or too many processed foods suffer from a milder malnutrition that suggests nutrient deficiency. A circumflex below is a little chart that shows some of the common cravings associated with nutrient deficiency. Craving deficiency: eat this. Chocolate, magnesium, nuts, seeds, legumes, fruit, sweets, chromium, broccoli, grapes, cheese, beans, chicken, soda, calcium, kale, broccoli, mustard, greens, cheese, bread, nitrogen, fish, meat, nuts, beans, fatty foods, calcium, kale, broccoli, mustard, greens, cheese. Interestingly, if you crave fluids over solids or solids over fluids, you may be dehydrated. A disdain for liquids is a symptom of chronic dehydration. Other symptoms of chronic dehydration include fatigue, digestive or stomach issues, elevated cholesterol, and even overweight or obesity. A circumflex: we may overeat because we crave foods rich in water. As we age, we often confuse thirst for hunger, increasing the likelihood of weight gain. The percentage of water in our body declines naturally as we age, making premature aging likely for adults over 50 who are chronically dehydrated. So, who is at risk of chronic dehydration? A circumflex: older adults, those who skip meals, athletes, those experiencing chronic stress, and those who sweat excessively. A circumflex: conditions such as Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, or other conditions that involve chronic diarrhea may put you at higher risk for chronic dehydration. A circumflex: if you are pregnant, have an eating disorder, or an illness that causes chronic vomiting, you may also be at risk. With the arrival of fall, it's important to remember that dehydration is not a hot weather problem. A circumflex: particularly at elevations of 8,200 feet or greater, the risk of dehydration increases. A circumflex: make sure you drink plenty of fluid daily, and particularly when you are physically active. A circumflex: ideally, you should drink unsweetened, non-caffeinated fluids before, during, and after physical activity.